Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Good morning. Sex and Candy, great song, horrible ice cream. Marcy Playground. Hi, I'm Chad. That is Ballsy. No headphones on. Are you ready for the day?
I don't care.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the day?
I don't need to hear myself.
It's a radio program.
I know what I'm saying. I don't need to hear myself. You monitor the levels. Well, I'm ready.
Well, I mean, you know, a professional.
I was thinking of what candy I'd have after sex. Nerds.
Yeah? Why nerds?
I just like nerds. Nerds give you that energy.
That's what you have after sex.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't smoke a cigarette or anything.
No, I don't smoke cigarettes.
No.
Popeye cigarettes. That's a great candy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Until they got all worried about, oh, it sends a bad message when the end part was red. They got rid of the lit part.
Because it was lit.
God, Cash is going to burn himself on a Popeye candy. Come on now. Come on, that's stupid.
I'm happy I brought it up. Wolf News. Welcome to the program. Regina Fire suspects arson in a fire that destroyed a duplex on the 600 block of Garnet Street Sunday morning. Luckily, no one was inside the building at the time. A Regina man is facing charges after allegedly stealing a cab over the weekend. 29-year-old Bryden Whitebear is accused of driving the stolen cab at high speeds, even narrowly missing a police cruiser, and then fleeing on foot. Fentanyl and benzo test strips are now available in Saskatchewan. The strips test for fentanyl in street drugs, which is 50 to 100 times more toxic than opioids. Over 60% of overdose deaths are this year in Saskatchewan are linked to fentanyl. And plans are underway for students to return to the U of R in the fall. In-person learning will resume next month. However, many will still learn from home, as a fall semester will be treated as a transitional period. Looks like masks will also remain mandatory on campus. Vaccination is not mandatory, but the hope is a majority of students and faculty will be vaccinated.
All right, so in sports, Teoscar Hernandez had a three-hit night, including a two-run homer. The Jays demolished Cleveland 7-2 for their fourth win in five games since their return to Toronto. A cat scampered onto the field at the Yankees game on earlier this week. It lasted so long, fans started giving it MVP chance. Like, they're playing the Orioles. What are you going to watch? I'd rather watch a cat run around the outfield.
For sure.
Kidding. CFL introduced a new COVID-19 game cancellation policy that could result in forfeited games and pay. Should COVID-19 issues force the cancellation of a game that can't be rescheduled, one club incurring the COVID issues, that team will forfeit, with its opponents being credited a 1-0 win. Should COVID issues be prevalent on both teams, then both clubs get the loss. And under both instances, if a team can prove that it was 85% or more vaccinated, then they don't lose any of their money, but otherwise they lose money. Right now only three teams are 85% vaccinated in the CFL. The Riders, as far as I know, are not one of them. Riders open as 4-point favorites over the BC Lions here on Friday. That's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Smoky today at 28 for the high, 13 with smoke again overnight tonight, 27 and sunny into tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy and 17 at the Wolf.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The
so,
Wolf.
TikTok keeps pumping out the new food trends. And of course, we know the Queen City X is coming, so food is a big part of it, right? So I don't know if you'll see these here, but this is interesting. Corn ribs are now a thing. If you cut an ear of corn lengthwise into quarters, then curl it up when you cook them so they end up the same shape as ribs, you just season them, put them in the oven, smoker.
Garbage. I am tired of calling things that aren't things. For instance, I know that sounded confusing, but there's no ribs there.
No, I know. Like so Beyond Meat Burgers.
So then why would you call them ribs?
Because they look
ribs.
Like ribs, and they call them
corn
ribs.
Well, they look
ribs.
Like ribs. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but they're not ribs.
So okay? Should they call them looks like ribs but still corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about this? Frozen honey. Get the smallest plastic bottle you can find. Fill it with honey. Toss it in your freezer. Wait a few hours. Once it's frozen, take it out. Let it thaw a bit. And then you can squeeze the honey. It's chewy.
Yeah.
Chewy honey.
Like diabetes.
Doesn't that sound terrible? I don't mind. See, we're exact opposite. I don't mind calling it corn ribs.
No, I do. It's like almond milk. It's not almond milk. You don't milk an almond. You can't. So it's not almond milk. It's almond beverage or almond drink, but it's not almond milk. And there's no ribs in corn. They don't need bones to protect their insides. They're corn.
You're very passionate about food, hey?
I'm very passionate about ribs mainly.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey, we got that DeGrasse dude running at 7 for 200 meters.
He's favored for that, yes?
Yeah, he could be gold or silver or bronze. Like, he's supposed to get gold, but, I mean, he's supposed to get gold in the 100, and he got bronze again.
Right.
I don't know. But he got a medal at least. Man with a medal.
I guess. Yeah.
Man,
it's rare. It's rare now.
Yeah, rare
this year.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, and we'll get into this. Tomorrow night here, 11 o'clock in the morning, the soccer game. Women, Canada, Sweden, for gold.
So tomorrow morning?
Yeah. No, tomorrow night. Their morning, our night.
Huh?
Yeah, their morning, our night. Thursday night, Friday morning for them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Understand? Now, my guess, women will find this funny. Guys will cringe. Scientists in China working on a new contraceptive for men. You know, you always say, hey, I'll maybe get the gentle procedures instead of the woman using the pill.
Yeah.
Well, this contraceptive for men uses injections and magnets to heat up and shrink your family jewels so they stop working for a while. First, they inject things into your bloodstream, not right into your schmeckle.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they use magnets to draw the particles down towards your junk. Once they're there, they heat up, which somehow shrinks your dingles and makes them warmer. And when that happens, you can't make the special baby batter required to have a baby.
To me, it sounds like it's a lot easier to get a vasectomy. Like
it does. Yeah. It does.
Like they're trying to make it. Ooh, this is some innovative procedure.
Mm.
It's like, no, what? It's like, yeah, chopping it off is just an innovative procedure.
Now, if that does sound like something that
you're burning the house down to get a new couch, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, good analogy. Yeah, now, if I've piqued your interest,
you haven't, but carry
not
on.
Yours, but theirs.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Care about what I've piqued
I
with you.
Doubt
theirs,
it, but yeah. Go
anyway,
ahead.
They've only tried this on mice so far.
Yeah, right. Imagine how small the magnets would have to be there.
Can you? Despite the fact I'm scared of mice, it'd be fun to work like a little mouse junk.
It would be fun
with magnets. Look at guys. I'm moving his little dingles here.
I don't know. Don't you say that every morning in the shower? Because you have little mice junk. Yeah.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy. Weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Are you still eating celery over there? Like, is that celery? You still eat that crap, eh?
Crap.
It's like eating bamboo. Like, what are you, a panda?
I'm a diabetic.
I know, but celery is made to build... celery is made to build huts in the middle of the rainforest. It's not meant to be eaten.
Meant to fill your belly with water and no calories.
Well, then then drink water.
I do drink water.
Well, then you're good.
I like to eat something. You want me to chew water? You hate when I chew my coffee.
No, I don't want you to chew
water.
Well,
then shut up. I'll chew celery.
I just think celery is disgusting.
The equivalent of chewing water. Same with watermelon.
Carrots are fine. I see you have some carrots. That's fine. Carrots are good.
I'm going to start critiquing.
I have snap peas over here. I like snap peas.
How about radishes? I got radishes.
Ugh, radishes are gross.
Yeah, anyway.
Radishes are disgusting. They're like... Satan pooped in the ground and gave it to you.
So if I was ranking the five top wrestlers in terms of
five, we got enough time.
You got Hogan's number one. Okay, he was an overly great wrestler, but he was a big draw.
Why don't you start at number five and work your way to
number
one?
Number five, Randy Savage.
Well, now you're working in number two.
Number four is
this isn't gonna work.
Steve Austin.
Uh-huh.
Number three is The Rock.
Right.
Number two is Ric Flair.
Okay, good.
Number one is Hulk Hogan.
That would have been better if you would have started it.
Yeah, whatever. Just critique me. I don't care. But Ric Flair's done now, at least in the WWE. It was Yeah.
He's done now? Well, isn't he like 80?
No, he's 72, and he almost died from alcohol abuse.
Right, so he's just done now? Like, well, has he been wrestling of late?
No, he was in a storyline with this... he was actually in a storyline. I just read about it. I wasn't watching it. But his daughter is one of the decorated female wrestlers, Charlotte.
She hot?
Oh, yeah. And so he...
Charlotte Flair?
Yeah, you can call her up. So that's not her real first name, but she goes by Charlotte Flair. Yeah, Charlotte.
What's her real first name?
Well, I don't really care. Anyway.
I need to image it.
Ric Flair was in a love...
Ooh, she's had some work done, hey?
He was in a love kind of deal with another wrestler, like a romance kind of thing, but then this other wrestler got pregnant with her husband. He said, I don't want to have anything to do with... We can't have this. I'm 72.
Who's that male model? The male model with the long blonde hair?
I don't know.
Help me out here.
Fabio?
Yeah, Fabio. She looks like Fabio.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, so Rick's leaving because he wants to start... He's starting comic books, his own wine, and his own network, apparently. And so the WWE and him just agreed to part ways. So they're done. He might join...
I gotta give it to the guy, though. He's 72, and he's like, I need a new career.
Well, he needs money. He spent it all. Like, when he was coming up in the 80s,
yeah,
battling Hogan. He was in like the WCW and Hogan was WWE before WCW folded.
Right.
Like he walked the walk and talked the talk. Like he would buy everybody in the bar drinks.
Yeah.
He actually bought $3,000 suits to look the part. He bought limousines. He bought a jet.
Right. But
so he blew
was
all
he
his
ever
cash.
That good?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I mean, I'm okay, personality, yes. But was he ever, yes, like physically a good wrestler?
Yes. Yes, he was. Hmm. Yeah. He was an actual wrestler.
Right.
Like in Minnesota, like he was an actual, yeah, wrestler.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you don't care.
No, I do care because I
Rick's
like
awesome.
I'm hearing about that. I'm just astonished because when I've read that this morning that he was retiring.
I'll tell you what, from the old school wrestlers, he's more popular in pop culture now than any of the other guys.
Well, because of
woo, give me, yeah, and a woo.
Yeah, but without that, like I seriously would have no idea who Ric Flair is. If it weren't for, woo, a whole bunch of drunk dudes at the pump going, yeah, up to each other and going, woo, all night.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Bruce Springsteen's daughter Jessica failed to qualify for the equestrian individual jumping finals at the Olympics yesterday. Just thought I'd throw that in there. She'll ride again on Friday night, a part of Team USA's entry into the team jumping event. How about this? Canadian swimmer Penny Oleksiak, I think she's only 21. She's won 4 medals in the Olympics. Another 3 in Tokyo, so she's got like 7. She's the most decorated Canadian athlete ever in the Olympics. Anyway, she said yesterday on Twitter, I just Googled Canada's most decorated Olympian and my name came up. I want to thank the teacher in high school who told me to stop swimming to focus on school because swimming wouldn't get me anywhere.
Yeah.
This is what dreams are made of. So she did add later she wasn't shading all of her teachers, just the one who constantly dragged her down.
And my teacher used to always say, shut up, you're talking too much in class and look at me now.
Yeah. That's
look
right.
At me now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Canadian and Swedish team officials have organizers, or are hoping to have organizers push back the kickoff of their game because right now it's expected to be 11 a.m. Friday morning in Tokyo. I don't know why pushing it back, but maybe they want to push it back to later in the day. Right now it's scheduled to be on 8 o'clock our time tomorrow night, which is 11 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But the temperature is in the low 40 Celsius at 11 a.m.
Oh, boy.
So they don't want to have the gold medal soccer game then.
Yeah, especially Canadians. Although, who are we playing?
Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Well, they're cold, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're full of fish, you know? Well, that's what Swedish people eat, right? Is fish? Isn't that... Or is that just the candy?
Or is it the candy?
And before you jump all over me, some people are going to say, that's not right. You can't say that.
Yes,
well, people say we eat maple syrup all the time.
Yeah.
And guess what? We do. We eat maple syrup,
yeah,
all the time. So take that. Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to watch the game anyway.
No, that's a big game. No, probably not. I'm going to watch
soccer. I'm not watching.
Yeah, no. It's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm going to watch real football. The CFL's back.
Tomorrow? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you got to choose a CFL or soccer.
Who's playing tomorrow night?
Actually, I'm picking soccer. It's Hamilton and Winnipeg. Yeah.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Andre Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, Andre Degrassi.
Yeah, he just won the Olympic gold medal in the 200-meter event. His, yeah. He was favored in it.
Yeah, barely. He, like, it was close.
Yeah, well,
looked
whatever.
Like a close race.
Yeah, he won.
Hmm?
And,
yeah, no, he did.
And he whipped the cardboard cutouts into a frenzy there. That's the sad thing about it.
Well, that's his first gold, right?
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah, he won a bronze.
He won a bronze
earlier.
Well, he's medaled at every Olympics he's gone to. I think it was.
And then he won a
bronze, silver
in Rio.
Yeah, he won a bronze and a silver, then a bronze, and now a gold.
Well, good for him.
That's good. And that's the thing, though. I said this before last week. Like, let's get right to it.
Yeah.
The Olympics should be held in North America. This time zone difference is garbage.
It is.
It messes everything up.
Yeah.
Like, I know yesterday on our sister station, the Sports Cage, you were talking about following this beach volleyball match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God. The pairs. Is Canada going to lose to Australia? Somebody texts in and goes, that game was played this morning. Canada already lost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. It's confusing.
It's ridiculous. The Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And the Summer Olympics, like L.A. or somewhere. Like, make it, and that's it. All the time.
Do you want to know, how fast DeGrasse runs?
Like 40 kilometers.
He runs over 40K. He runs faster than Connor McDavid skates.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Yeah.
That is insane. Like look at how fast Connor McDavid skates.
Yeah, but
that's slower than DeGrasse.
The only difference is Connor McDavid's handling a puck when he's doing it. He's not.
No, even
a puck.
When he's not handling a puck, it's no. Still.
Well, Connor McDavid skates at 40 kilometers an hour.
I'm sorry,
handling a puck.
I'm sorry. Okay, I will not compare anybody to your precious Connor McDavid.
Yeah, don't.
I'm so sorry,
no,
everybody.
Don't. And Connor
I
does
take
it, every,
it back.
And Connor does it every night.
Oh,
this guy does it once every 4 years.
Well, he probably does it every day.
Not every day.
Probably.
He can't run
it's
40.
Called, training.
No, he can't do that every day.
He can't?
No, you can't.
But Connor McDavid can.
Yeah.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
In recent years, the bucket hat has been relegated to small children and fishermen. Not a lot of people wearing the bucket hat. But back in the day, when I was in high school, I mean, everybody had bucket hats, you know? You'd see Samuel L. Jackson, he had bucket hats. Fred Durst was known for his bucket hats with Limp Bizkit. Of course, LL Cool J, he rocked the bucket hat. Actually, maybe it's a little bit further back than my high school years, maybe earlier than that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they are back. The bucket hat is a thing again.
I rocked one on the weekend. I put little one-year-old Jack's hat on my head in the backyard of my sister's house.
And, I saw that. That wasn't a bucket hat, though. That
yeah,
was like
it was a bucket hat for him. Yeah, it was a bucket hat for him, for a kid. It was.
It's not a bucket hat. I saw it. It wasn't a bucket hat. The way you had on was like a fedora.
Mm.
Not a bucket hat. A bucket hat.
Same thing.
No, it's not. A bucket hat is like, a fedora curves up. This does not curve up. A bucket hat is all down, all the way around the head.
Popular because of Raymond Reddington on the Blacklist.
Not a bucket hat.
He wears both.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't wear a bucket hat.
Yeah,
dude.
He does.
You have no idea what a bucket... I told you to Google
I
image
did.
Bucket hat.
I looked at
no,
it.
No, you didn't. You
yes,
clearly...
It.
What image came up on your computer?
Bucket hats.
But yeah, a bucket hat, not a freaking fedora.
He God, wears
we
both.
We are on different pages today.
Do you watch the show?
Yes, I have seen him. I know what
yeah,
he wears.
Yeah, but you haven't seen every episode.
Oh, my God. When did he wear a bucket hat?
He wears both.
Show me a picture of him wearing a bucket hat.
I don't have to show you.
And by the way, great reference. The show was canceled, 10 years ago?
No, it's going into its ninth season,
is it,
idiot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Idiot?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, you're yelling at me.
Because you didn't look up what a bucket hat is. Because you're not on the right page.
Is that
here.
A bucket hat? Is that a bucket hat?
What That's he's not a bucket hat. That is a fedora.
I don't wear hats. They're stupid. So why are they back? So why are they back?
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with... I think a lot of it has to do with everybody talking about Woodstock 99 again.
Oh, well, maybe.
So maybe that's
but
why the
why is... Okay, here's
back.
A question for you. Let me ask you this question. Why is everybody talking about Woodstock 99? It's the 21st anniversary. It's not like it's the 20th or the 25th or the... Like, I don't get that.
It's actually the 23rd.
Is it 20 seconds?
20 seconds.
20, okay, so 20 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah,
why?
I don't know why all of a sudden. I think maybe it just has to do with everybody's getting back into concerts and festivals. So
maybe.
That's why. But I watched the Woodstock documentary this weekend.
Yeah.
What a wimpy look at it. Like, it is just like.
Oh, it's not a good look at it?
Every millennial taking a look at it and looking into it. And yes, it was horrible. It was aggressively male. I get that. But it's like.
It was that time.
You're looking at it through 2021 glasses. You're not looking at it through 1999.
So who did?
It was horrible in a lot of ways. But, I mean, that's what the music was popular. That music was popular then.
So we've established that I don't know what a bucket hat is.
Yeah.
So who is the most famous bucket hatter?
Probably LL Cool J. LL Cool J was a big bucket
hatter.
Oh, so
his was like a fishing one that came down over his ears. Is that what a bucket hat is?
That is what a bucket hat is.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I've seen people walk by this morning wearing bucket hats, actually. Yeah. And yours is a fedora. That's why I was frustrated. Oh. I'm like, they're two totally different things.
And I apologize. I shouldn't have called you an idiot. I should only call you that off the air.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work. As only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
You've probably had a couple of people come up to you and ask if you're vaccinated. And how you react kind of depends what side of the fence you're on. So 55% of people who are vaccinated think it's okay to ask somebody if they're vaccinated. About 5% of those who aren't vaccinated say it's okay. So most people who aren't vaccinated don't want you asking if they're vaccinated or not. This is an interesting rule in a hair salon in Toronto. They've actually implemented this. You're not allowed to talk about vaccinations. They found that there were a couple of moments where they did where it was brought up and it started debates, pretty fiery debates within the salon. So they decided to just make a general rule about it. They're not going to kick you out if you do, but they are going to tell you to stop talking about it because it just gets people fired up a little too much.
Yeah, it's a very divisive topic everywhere in life, in sports leagues, at a hair salon. So yeah, I'm in favor of that. Let's move on past that now.
To a point, but I will argue the one side where I say it is something that affects the general population. So should the general population not be allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
It's you can talk about it, but it's just how you talk about it. Like, don't be forceful and tell people who aren't vaccinated to get vaccinated.
Well, you're not gonna
you're not gonna change their mind right now.
Well, and you're not gonna talk about it. Like, people are going to talk about it. It's now like it's replaced. Oh, it's hot outside. Oh, it's smoky outside.
Yeah.
Oh, the Riders suck. That's what it's replaced.
I can't wait for the Riders to start playing because then that will be the topic of conversation.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Oh, they must be. Oh, listen. No, but it'll be this. Whew. The Riders are on a 4-game winning streak or 4-game losing skid. Can you imagine? If they would have been 85% vaccinated, I bet you they'd be winning.
Yeah, somebody, it'll
That's
come
what'll
up.
Happen.
It will. No, you're right. I know for a fact. You're right. It'll come up.
Do you think Gaynor?
It's a losing streak.
Do you think Gaynor at the first game? Cole Vin.
Well, it's an interesting marketing choice, but
thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.